来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来
saw by a big sign that we're celebrating 20 years of Minyan Makers, and that's pretty exciting, and we've been doing that for the last few weeks, and I appreciate everything that everyone's already done to thank me and thank everyone who's put that together over the years. We're here to celebrate Shabbat, one of my favorite things to do, and we're here to celebrate my family, who I get to have all my children, all two of them, here tonight, which is very unusual to be together. And that's, I'm very appreciative for that. We're here for anybody that is sorrow, is going through rough times. Hopefully the service will give you some consolation and lift your spirits a little bit. I thank Rob and Rachel for learning a lot of new things and putting up with me. We're going to do this again 12 more times until I feel like everybody really knows it. So Shabbat Shalom. We will begin on page 5. So I want to talk a little bit about Shalom Aleichem. You know, the word malach comes up many times, which means angels, and it also means the one who is sent or messengers. And Rabbi Larry Kushner talks a lot about this. And really, what does this mean by angels and messengers? So, you know, we talk about angels a lot, and they're sent down by God, and they're sent down to do one specific task. And they're told exactly what that is before they start. and they have to go and accomplish that task. But messengers are a whole different thing. Messengers can be any one of us. All of us can be messengers and are messengers. And the thing about us being messengers is we really don't know what our task is when we're doing that. So we go about our lives, and sometimes we don't even know when we've accomplished that task, when we've touched somebody else in some way that really impacts them in the way that it was going to be. So tonight, as we greet the angels, as we greet Malach with Shalom Aleichem, you know, look around the room, because one of the people sitting around there could be a messenger that has a task tonight, or it could be you.
Malachi Elyon.
forgot to mention some changes in the program. First of all, I'll be playing the role of Rabbi Perlin tonight. I'll be on my knees for part of it so that you can see this. But lots of people follow the service folder, and I made some changes at the last minute, so I want you to know what they are. And this will give you time to transition to the changes, and we'll get more on that, all of that later. So, Lecha Dodi will come after Mizmor Shir, and the Hallelujah there won't be there at all. So deal with it, work with it, you know, try. I know it's hard, but transition is hard. Change happens. Remember that. I'd like to call up, so part of what we're doing is celebrating Minyan Makers. So there'll be some Minyan Maker tunes, there'll be some other music, and there's three people over here that were there from the beginning with Minyan Makers, really supported me and helped me start it. And that's my wife Sandy and my children, Kevin and Jason. I'd like to call them up for candle lighting. That can be found on page 7.
Blessed are you, source of life, who helps us to bring light where there is darkness, healing where there is brokenness, and peace to all of Earth's inhabitants.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, who teaches us ways of holiness and calls us to kindle the Sabbath lights.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chad l'kner shel Shabbat.
I'm going to go hang out with them. You guys got it?
We're set.
So page 9 is we're going to go Shir Kadosh, which is based on Psalm 96. So Kabbalat Shabbat is, you know, normally in Shabbat we do a short Kabbalat Shabbat. Tonight we're doing it longer because I happen to love Kabbalat Shabbat. And this psalm, it's a few psalms that they've added, and then we get to Lecha Dodi, sort of the thing. And this psalm is, you know, sing a song unto God, sing a new song unto God. And the question is, what is a new song to God? I mean, doesn't God know all the songs already? So if God knows all the sign, what's going to make it, all the songs, what's going to make it new? And what makes it new is what each of us put into it every time we sing it, as if it's new and trying to feel that newness and that spirit to God.
Yeah.
So Mizmor Shir is also on your handout. And Mizmor Shir is, before we do that, we're going to go to page 17 and we'll read responsively in the margin. So Mizmor Shir is a song about Shabbat. What else? There are days when we seek things for ourselves and measure failure by what we do not gain. There are days when we exploit nature as if it were born of plenty that can never be exhausted.
On Sabbath, we stand in wonder before the mystery of creation.
There are days when we act as if we cared nothing for the rights of others.
On Sabbath, we are reminded that justice is our duty and a better world our goal.
Therefore, we welcome Shabbat, day of rest, day of wonder, day of peace. This is a new Mizmor Shir by a group called Nava Tehila, an Israeli group. Sing along when you know it.
Mizmor Shir le'yom ha-Shabbat. Mizmor Shir le'yom ha-Shabbat. Tov le'hodot la'ad.
Dodis on page 3 and 4 in the service. So we sing it so many times, but I just want to talk about one of the verses, because really the whole part where Lecha Dodi was written back in Sfat, the whole purpose was they wanted to go outside and bring in the Shabbat, greet the Sabbath bride. So we don't do that. Instead, we turn around and we greet. The words, go forth to meet the Shabbat, come let us go, for she is a source from which blessings flow, from creation's beginning, a royal veiled glow, the last thought created, the first sanctified. Lecha Dodi.
Adonai echad, Shemo echad, the shame of Tiferet, the Lihila, Lecha Dodi, the Grad Kala, the Shabbat, the Kabela, Lecha Dodi, the Grad Kala, the Shabbat, the Kabela, Lecha Shabbat, the Chuvin. Mikor habracha, mirosh mikenem nisucha, sof maaseh b'machshava tchila, lecha dodi, likrat kala, b'nei shabbat, nikavela, lecha dodi, likrat kala, b'nei shabbat, nikavela, kitoreri. Torari, kiva ore, humi ori, uri uri, shir daveri, kivod Adonai, alayich
23, and the words are also on your handout. The words Ahavat Olam, eternal love. So as we do this, we're going to do a chant. It's going to be very easy. You'll learn it very quickly. From that chant, we're going to go right into the Shema. We're going to chant the Shema very slowly, one word at a time. For those of you who studied last week with Rabbi Rappaport, we had a big discussion on what is a Shema. Is it a prayer? Is it an affirmation? I don't think we came up with the answer. It's whatever it is to yourself. But the important thing about the Shema is you have to say it of all the prayers. That's the one prayer you have to say with intention. You have to say with feeling and meaning. And that's why when we chant the words one by one, hear them, listen around, because Shema, listen and hear. Hear everyone, hear those words from everybody, and take it in. Ahavat Olam goes like this. Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, it repeats. Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, part two. Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam. Ahavat Olam, 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 Ahavat Olam. Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam, Ahavat Olam.
Shema.
We'll chant the V'ahavta. V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha v'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavecha hayom alavavecha Vishinatam Lavanecha Vidibartam Vishifticha Vatecha Uvlektecha Aderech Uvshakticha Uvchumecha Uvshartam Leot Odecha Vehayula Totafo Bene Necha Uktaftam Hamazuzopetecha Uvisharecha Lemantis Kiru Masitem et Kol Mitzvotai Item Kedoshim Lelohechem Ani Adonai Elohechem Asher Hotzeti Etchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Lihiyot lachem Elohim Ani Adonai Elohechem.
So 25 years ago, on a bima not far from here, Kevin Kleiman had his bar mitzvah with this portion, which has in it the Micha Mocha. So now I call up Rabbi Kevin Kleiman to introduce Micha Mocha. 25 years. Man, how did that happen?
Makes you old. So the night before my bar mitzvah, as I was doing the Kiddush, I couldn't get through it. So Rabbi Perlin had me run circles around the bima to get comfortable so that the next morning I would be okay for my bar mitzvah. So I always tell that story to bar and bat mitzvah kids. I say, don't worry, I was nervous too. So the Torah portion, B'shalach, in which Micha Mocha comes from, is at the height of the moment when the Israelites are leaving Egypt. They've been there as slaves, and Moses is born, and we have the whole story of Moses being raised in Pharaoh's palace, Moses leaving after seeing the injustice of the Jewish people, wandering into the wilderness where he's a shepherd. He sees this burning bush. The bush talks to him. The bush keeps talking to him, telling him to go to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. You know the story. So they finally leave after the 10th plague, and they pack their bags, not in the middle of the night, but in the next day. They have everything with them. They're going. They think freedom is finally going to be achieved, and they're going to be born into the nation of Israel, except they have a problem. And the problem is, in front of them, there's a huge body of water. And behind them, they start to hear the sounds of Pharaoh's army coming after them. Now, many midrash have been written about the moment of what happens, of how the sea parts. But one set of midrash that I've learned recently is that these words, Micha Mocha, even though they come after the events in which the sea opens and the Israelites march through the mud, getting to the other side just as the sea closes on Pharaoh's army, even though the words are written at the end of that narrative, and we often think of Micha Mocha, who is like you, eternal God, as a celebratory song, we made it, we're free, hallelujah, perhaps those words were actually uttered not after they were on the other side when the sea had closed, but as they were actually walking through the water itself. And so how does that change our understanding of the Micha Mocha as a prayer? Prayer can take many forms, but most often prayer is either a prayer of praise, like we said, blessing God when we light the Shabbat candles, blessed are you, Adonai, our God. Prayers can be requests, like the Misha Berach prayer, asking for strength and healing. And prayers can also give thanks. Modim anachnu lach, God, we are thankful. So if the prayer comes at the end of the episode, it is a prayer of praise or a prayer of thanks. Hallelujah, we made it, dancing, timbrels, marching. But if that prayer comes in the midst of the struggle to get to the other side of the sea, we can also think of the words of Micha Mocha as a prayer of request. Please, God, help us get to the other side. And if we read it that way, then the words Micha Mocha, who are like you, Adonai, our God, can be words that come to us anytime that we are in the midst of the sea parting, anytime our feet feel like they're actually stuck in the mud, as a prayer asking God for help. And likewise, the Micha Mocha prayer can be what we often associate it with, a prayer of thanking God for the miracles that we experience. Both the big miracle our people had in the Torah portion of B'Shalach and in the daily miracles that we see all around us. So a midrash that I just learned, but a midrash that I wanted to share with you when my dad asked me to introduce the Micha Mocha prayer this evening on the 25th anniversary of my bar mitzvah, which also marks the 20th anniversary of us gathering in the back room to start something that we didn't know where it would go. And so just to add, the next phrase from Lecha Dodi that you talked about as your favorite is actually the part that's my favorite, which is the verse, Sof Ma'aseh B'machshava Techila, that Shabbat was the last thing that was created, but it was the first thing that God thought about when creating the universe. Everything led up to the moment of celebrating Shabbat. So I thought of that in connection to Minyan Makers, that the idea came to you first, and if you build it, they will come. Just like when God started to think about the world to give us this moment of Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Mi kamocha, mi kamocha, mi kamocha.
Vainu prayer tonight, we're going to sing, "O Guide My Steps," which is in the margin.
Guide my steps and help me find my way. I need your shelter now. Rock me in your arms and guide my steps.
As if everything depended on God, act as if everything depended on you. Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivcha, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah, Ha'el, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Bekone Hakol, Bezocher Chaste Avot Vimahot, Umevi Geula Livne Venehem, Lema'an Shmo Biahava, Melech Ozer Moshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham, Vizrat Sarah, page 35. Ata Gibor Lelam Adonai, Mechaye Hako Atarav Lahoshia, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, Mechaye Hako Barachamim Rabim, So Mech Noflim Verofe Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umechayim Amunoto Lishene Afar, Yichamocha Baal Gavurot, Umi Domelach, Melech me meet Machaye, Umatsmiak Yeshua, V'ne'eman ata l'hachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. Page 39 is our prayer for peace, and really it's in our, also in our folder. And you know, on Shabbat we're not supposed, you can be seated, on Shabbat we're not supposed to pray for a lot of things, and especially about things for ourselves. But we are supposed to pray. One of the things we are allowed to pray for is peace. And we keep praying for peace until hopefully one day we won't need to pray anymore. As we get ready to say our prayer for healing this evening, heal us now. This is from a poem, a part of a poem from Rabbi Naomi Levy. This goes out to all of you who need healing and strength on this Shabbat. And if Donna, if you're watching back there, my partner in Minion Makers, who tries to keep me on tune and fails every week, may God heal you, body and soul. May your pain cease. May your strength increase. May your fears be released. May blessings, love, and joy surround you, as we say, Amen.
Flesh and blood.
before continuing with the Yehiyu L'Ratzon that's on your handout.
Yearns when you breathe. Go inside your heart and
So it's really tough to go from there to where I'm going to go now. So first of all, my apologies to John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And my thanks to Janet Christensen, who couldn't be here tonight, but she helped me. So I'll have to play this. Maybe you'll enjoy it.
I read the news today, oh boy. Our Rabbi Perlin is retiring. I was in my Jewish wilderness, and then she led me on the spiritual journey. I came to TBS. I brought my kids and sat in the back, but pretty soon Judaism was my track. I joined committees and then the board, but even then I needed more. I bought some drums and lots of shakers. 20 years ago I started Mindy Makers. Consecrators, the prayer could be fun, and showed adults 10-minute big guns. All during this Jewish ride, Rabbi Perlin was by my side. She showed me how to comfort the bereaved, to never doubt what I could achieve. She gave me the honor of leading prayer, and taught me to always over-prepare. And in a few months she will be gone, and I am starting to feel forlorn.
So I read the news early Monday morning, June 21st. There were times when I thought that this day would never come. And of course, other times when I knew that it had to come. I remember that shocked feeling when I read that email. I was sitting in my office at work and I was stunned. How could she retire? There's still so many things I need from her. My mother is 96 years old. One of the reasons she joined this temple is so that she could get Rabbi Perlin's support and so that Rabbi Perlin could do her funeral. Sandy's parents are 94 and 90 years old. Who can give us the kind of support and counseling that we need to deal with all of life's challenges? And maybe most important of all, who is going to be my grandkids' bat rabbi? Our theme this year is Transition Happens, Can You Make the Change? It's very interesting that it contains both words, change and transition. In Rabbi Josh Fixler, we might know him, he wrote a rabbinic thesis, and he writes about William Bridges, who was one of the pioneers in organizational transition, and says his first contribution was to make a distinction between change and transition. The change is the event that happens, while the transition is a psychological process that allows an individual, or by extension, an organization like us,
to adapt to change. As Bridges writes in his book called Transition, our society confuses them constantly, leading us to imagine that transition is just another word for change. But it isn't. Change is your move to a new city, your shift to a new job, it's the birth of a new baby, or the death of a loved one. In other words, change is situational. Transition, on the other hand, is psychological. It's not the events, but rather the inner reorientation and self-redefinition that you have to go through in order to incorporate any of those changes into your life. Rabbi Perlin's leaving, and a new settled rabbi coming in is a change. This is going to happen. The transition for myself and our congregation is something that we all have to work on, alone and together. We've all gone through transitions, relationships, jobs, loss, children, schools, presidents. Some have been easy, like for me, meeting my beshert or starting a new dream job, but others are more difficult, like losing a loved one. But with all of them come lots and lots of emotions, anxiety, fear, happiness, denial, guilt, depression, anger, and then hopefully, finally, leading to acceptance and moving forward. We all go through many of these emotions, but the difficult part is when we have a large group that's going through a transition, but all of us are having these different emotions at all different times. When I heard about Rabbi Perlin's retirement, I felt happiness for her. After 32 years of giving her heart and soul to this congregation, working too many hours in a week, creating a congregation based on values, and helping us raise Jewish children, and then creating those incredible life cycle events, she deserves to ride off into the sunset and spend time with her 5, soon to be 6, grandchildren, and enjoy retirement with Gary. But then came all the other emotions, the sadness of losing my rabbi of 32 years, the person who brought me back to Judaism, who bar mitzvahed my children 125 years ago, who officiated at my son's wedding, also married Sandy and I when we did our vows again, and was also there for me when my sister died. The person who, with a number of dedicated people, formed this temple and created this incredible community. I would not be standing on this bima today without her mentorship, her training, and most important, her belief in me. Then came the fear and anxiety. What will become of Temple B'nai Shalom? Can we survive the loss of our founding rabbi? Do we have the strong lay leadership that we need to move forward? Do we know what qualities we want in a new rabbi? And more importantly, can we find that kind of person to be our rabbi? Will people, especially longtime members, leave the congregation when Rabbi Perlin leaves? And then there's also a little bit of excitement. Change can also be good. Maybe we'll find a rabbi that really does like long neguns. But seriously, as much as I love Temple B'nai Shalom, I have thoughts and ideas about changes I'd like to see, and I'm sure lots of people have ideas too. Rabbi Fixler goes on to say that the transition for a congregation is a process of self-reflection and self-analysis, of ritualizing the departures and arrivals, of mourning and welcoming that enables the members of a congregation to embrace their new settled rabbi. These are the elements that determine the success of the transition. These are the elements that allow a congregation to come to embrace its new rabbi and to build new relationships and set new direction. Our leadership is now working on these issues from a global perspective. As a congregation, we do need to spend the next few months honoring Rabbi Perlin and Gary for all they've done for us. However, we can't put all of our other emotions on hold. Bridges goes on to talk about the 3 stages of transition. The first is endings. He says every transition begins with an ending. We have to let go of the old thing before we can pick up the new one. Rabbi Fixler continues, an individual experiencing an ending must undergo a process of separation from the identity that existed prior to the change in order to someday embrace new identity. Organizations similarly have to let go of who they were in order to discover who they will become. As a congregation goes through this step, it moves further and further away from its identity of Rabbi so-and-so's congregation. Now, when I read that, it makes me cringe almost to think about that, but that's what we have to go through and do. Much of this may occur in the various goodbye rituals and celebrations of the departing rabbi. And this is one of the reasons why the board decided to have a 2-year interim rabbi, so that we can really concentrate on that part of honoring and mourning and saying goodbye to Rabbi Perlin and Gary. The next phase is called the neutral zone, and we were at a workshop and talked about the neutral zone. If you talked about with a trapeze, and that neutral zone is when you let go of the trapeze and you're in midair and you're waiting to grab the other one. So Fixler continues, he says, Bridges advises that the first of the neutral zone activities functions is surrender. One has to give in to the emptiness and stop struggling to escape it. He suggests that for an individual, it's a time to be alone, to practice self-noticing and self-awareness, and inquire as to what one really wants. And he states that as scary as this time might be, it is not only necessary but vital for individuals and organizations who want to come to know themselves and to ready themselves to emerge and having a successful transition. Just as an individual can use this period for self-reflection, so can a congregation use this time to develop a new shared vision of what it wishes to be in the world. That's all from Bridges. The final stage of the transition process is a new beginning. Bridges notes that when the neutral zone has done its work and one has become ready to open to the new possibility, then one finds oneself aware of or drawn to opportunities that he or she could not see before. We don't know what's coming, but we have to open our eyes and be ready for it and be open for it. But he notes that this can only happen when the neutral zone is finished with you. It's not just that we're finished with it. It's got to finish with us. This phrase will start when we have our new settled rabbi come in. And Bridges warns that the beginnings, too, can be a time of resistance and struggle. He says, much of what we wish to make a new beginning, some part of us resists doing so. Everyone has a slightly different version of these anxieties and confusions, but in one way or another, they all arise from the fear that real change destroys the old ways that we have learned to equate to who we are and what we need. This week's Torah portion, as Rabbi Kleinman talked about, as one of the Israelites' most important transitions, the Exodus. After 400 years of slavery, we're finally leaving. The people have seen the power of God through the 10 plagues, and Pharaoh has finally agreed to let my people go. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing that too. The Israelites are going through all the emotions of transition, the excitement, the joy of leaving slavery, and the fear of leaving what they know. As Pharaoh chases after them, they're greatly frightened and say to Moses, "Was it for want of graves in Egypt that you brought us to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us, taking us out of Egypt?" Moses cries out to God for help, and God answers, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the Israelites to go forward." Moses holds out his arm over the sea. God parts the sea. Midrash says that even before the sea parts, Nachshon jumps in, and that's when the waters fully part. Everyone then goes into the sea and into the neutral zone. The Israelites make it to the other side. Is this a new beginning, or is the neutral zone going to continue for the 40 years of wandering? Though the Israelites have Moses and God to lead them, it is someone from the pews, Nachshon, who takes the first step for freedom. Whether we wanted to or not, whether we're ready or not, we are all on this journey together. It is up to us, it's to our temple leadership, we're going to look to our temple leadership and Rabbi Crystal to help guide us individually and as a congregation through all these phases of transition. But we have to be willing to take that step. As members of Temple B'nai Shalom, we all have the responsibility to be part of the process. I remember when we were starting to raise money to build this building. I was a member of the board, and I had to go around to people's houses asking for money. This was a task that was totally out of my comfort zone, but critical to the future of our congregation. I told people that they needed to think about giving, not just for themselves, but for their children and future generations. Today, I believe the same thing holds. We have the opportunity and the responsibility to use this transition period of self-reflection to help TBS develop a shared vision of what it wishes to be in the world. L'dor v'dor, we are standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us, and we have to continue to build for those who will come after us. Shabbat shalom. Come on, I know some of you are here. Come on, I pray to your ark with your...
you sing the next verse with me. "'Tis a fearful thing to love what death can touch, to love, to hope, to dream, and oh, to lose. A thing for fools this, but a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your world was a gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing to love, a holy thing to love, what death can touch." This time in our service, we have the honor of remembering. In this year of mourning, we fondly remember our members, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margolies, Yetta Trachtenberg, Susan Feidelman, and Sheldon Miller. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days of Ruth Copeland, grandmother of Adam Copeland, Eddie Leon, brother-in-law of Judy Jaffe, uncle of Lynn Fernandes and Stephen Jaffe, David Jennings, friend of Sharon Jenser, Jean Courtney, mother of Roger Courtney, grandmother of Allison Clark, Susan Rosen, relative of the Saltpeter family, Adrian Cohn, friend of Rachel Schreiman, Toby Konigsberg, father of Jim, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom, Gail Connor, member of the Hollerin family, Helene Denton, aunt of Cindy Denton Aid, Norman Selinsky, father of Stephen Selinsky, and Karen Lent, mother of Nancy Bishop. And for the on the York sites of fall this week, remember Rabbi Eugene Borowitz, Bessie Soshin Perlin, Essie Sachs, Anita Pallavi, Fanny Levine, Max Shub, Jack Dratch, John Peterson, Michael Schneider, Edith Ahrens, Leo Goldberger, Leonard Baer, Nathan Carew, Albert Corson. I know you're here, Sam. Where'd you go? Brenda Seiden, Isidore Berman, Tilly Kaplowitz, Timothy Lung, Lee Weitz, Norman Schiller, Coach Bob Thompson, Harvey Arnett, Abraham Feynman, Myrna Franklin, Alex Resner, Francis Strasberg, Till Bursting, David Cohn, Mel Berger, Doris Braun, Shalom Braun, Burton Weissman. We take all of them in our hearts as we stand together on page 53 of the Kaddish. Yikadal v'yikadash Shmei Rabbah v'yolma divra chirute v'yamlik ma'chute v'chaye chon v'yome chon v'chaye d'chol Beit Yisrael ha'agala v'zman kari v'imru amen v'yishmei Rabbah mevarach le'olam omei omaya Yiparak v'yishtabak v'yipar v'yipramam v'yitnase v'yitadar v'yitalev v'yitalol Shmei d'kudusha b'richu Ela min chover chata vishirata, tush bechata venechemata, ta amiram bialma vimru, amen. Yehe shlamaraba min shemaya, chayim alenu vialko Yisrael vimru, amen. O says shalom bimromav, hu ya ases shalom, alenu vialko Yisrael vimru, amen. Vimru veimru. Ve'imru, amen. Ve'imru, amen. source of peace, send peace to all who mourn and comfort to all who are bereaved. And let us say,
Amen.
I call up our president, David Charrington. Oh, no, Kiddush first, sorry. I call up Minion Makers. If you've been there anytime, you want to come on up, this is your time.
David doesn't know about this. I don't think.
I don't. But we're out of time, folks.
I got this.
Overtime. If you've been to Minion Makers, come up. So, the seventh day may be consecrated to the Lord our God, but just for a few minutes tonight, we'd like to honor you, David, for your 20 years of dedication to Minion Makers. I could start out with the theme, it was 20 years ago today, that David Kleiman told us all to pray, but I actually used that in a bar mitzvah when I was giving something from the board. So it's 8:40 on a Saturday morning in the social hall. David Kleiman is nowhere to be seen. Minion Makers are having their light breakfasts of bagels and oneg leftovers. But David, to steal a term from Star Trek, is deep in what Spock would call the plock tau. I'll call this the prayer fever, getting into the zone. He's already started chanting one of his beloved nagoons, or maginah, the Hebrew word for melodies. And as the Minion Makers dribble in, they take seats, arranged in a circle, prayer books on each. Some dot it with a post-it note with directions on when to read it during the service. And as they sit, they begin chanting with David and his drumbeat. And for those times, David, we put together, John Bond has put together a book of some memories for you. I'll leave that here for now. So for those of you who haven't attended a Minion Makers, a long time ago in this galaxy, David got the idea to have a Saturday morning worship service every Saturday, separate from the B'nai Mitzvah schedule. He recently explained to us that he first had the inspiration, and I hope I get the story right, to create our Saturday informal service when he and Sandy had attended a conference on prayer with Debbie Friedman. They were so overcome with the ruach of their experience that even though their car broke down on the ride back home, they didn't get upset or impatient. They were in a sort of spiritual high that filled them with positive energy. Maybe this was a transition? Oh. Have to have one of those.
Oh. 2, 3, 4.
Over the past 20 years, David has crafted a spiritually meaningful service that, if I can speak for all of us, rejuvenates and re-energizes us for the coming week. David selects relevant readings and prayers from the Minion Makers prayer book, and we each have our favorite readings. I like the ones about creation. But they all seem to reflect David's spiritual devotion to this service, his ruach and his kavanah. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdyshev says, whether a person really loves God can be determined by the love that person shares with others. That's David. Kol Hanishma in the Hallelujah prayer translates to, let my whole soul sing out praise to God. And I think that was written for David. Through his nagoons and his drum, he beats out a song that lets each of us sing out praise to God with our whole soul to prepare for our prayer service. Even the rests, the pause between our prayers, as Rabbi Sidney Greenberg has written, help us to restore to our lives a sense of serenity and sanctity which Shabbat offers in such joyous abundance. David leads us in these rests as well, these moments of silence and introspection. It's David who puts the hey in the Torah, Torah, Torah chant. And Romamu wouldn't be the same without his I'm talking about Romamu exclamation. And I suspect that David would be just as comfortable and just as easily fit in to the 17th century congregation led by the Baal Shem Tov or at a synagogue in Sfat studying Kabbalah as he does leading the Saturday morning service. Now, although I was asked to speak on behalf of Minion Makers, I'd like to add my personal feelings about David. We both taught Torah to our TBS seventh graders. During Minion Makers, I usually sit opposite David. At times, our discussions can be somewhat irreverent, I often feel to be the yang to David's yin, or to be more Judaic, my yitzer hara, the evil, or maybe in my case, the mischievous inclination to David's yitzer hatov, the good, respectful spirit. But David enjoys the challenge, and through it all, he maintains his even disposition and smiles, despite what he might be thinking of the sometimes off-the-cuff remarks. But David might just say, isn't that what Midrash is all about, such a mensch? The neguns and the singing make this service unique, and our singing and harmonies, I have to say, often sound really good. And so, David, in honor of your 20 years leading Minyan Makers, teaching us to sing, and with all of your indulgence and a little help from the Minyan Maker minstrels, I've written a song just for you. You might not be really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and, well, hit it, Sue. It's 8:45 on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man, Bruce Alter, sitting next to me, shutting down his new iPhone 10. He says, David, please chant us a melody. I'm not really sure of the tune, but it's sad and it's sweet and sung in a minor key. I think that it's called a negun. Chant a negun, you're the minion man. Bang on your drum. And you've got us ready to pray. It's a pretty good crowd for the Sabbath day, and the regulars give a big smile, 'cause they know that it's Dave and his spiritual ways that gets them recharged for a while. Chant a negun, you're the minion man. Bang on your drum today. Well, we're all in the mood for some magina, and you've got us ready to pray. Now,
go right into prayer. Do it short.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Orei Peri HaRafen.
It's good enough.
A good day. Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Thank you, David.
Thank you all. Better have a song, David.
Or dance.
You'll be pleased to know I will not be singing tonight. Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, David Kleinman, for leading us in worship this evening and for leading us almost every week at Minion Makers and Services on Saturday mornings for the past 20 years. So thank you very much for that. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music, and lots of music around tonight. So everyone that sang, thank you. TBS members, please join us for Minion Makers tomorrow morning, breakfast at 8:15, and worship led by David Kleinman at 8:45. Please join us next Friday night for Scout Shabbat, announced in your service folder tonight, and be sure to come in your scouting uniform. On Saturday, February 3rd, Sisterhood is hosting yoga in Havdalah. The flyer is available out in the front lobby. This program is open to all women of TBS and will be led by Leah Kotsis. I apologize, I don't know her name. Apologize for that. There are lots of fun social programs occurring over the next few months. Please save the date for the next Adult Social Committee event on March 3rd. We're having a Purim Spiel sock hop to go along with our Grease the Musical themed spiel. So look for details about that. Show your team spirit for LCAC by bringing soup for your favorite football team for the Super Bowl, as you can see in the display out in the front lobby. If you are new to TBS, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. Please come find anyone with a badge on with any questions you may have this evening, and I look forward to meeting you at ONEC. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
If you are new, it's usually shorter, and I hope you had your DVR set to extend, because we are extending. Our closing song is a Minion Maker tradition of Hine Mato medley. You have to get up. I'm sorry, but you have to get up. You have to move around. You can make a circle if you want to try, but you have to kick a little bit. In the words of one of my favorites, Debbie Friedman, may we be blessed as we go on our way. May we be guided in peace. May we be blessed with health and joy. May this be our blessing. Amen. May we be sheltered by the wings of peace. May we be kept in safety and in love. One of my favorite lines, may grace and compassion find its way to every soul. May this be our blessing. Amen. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.